Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by January 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
I'm going to share from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 15. We're going to read most of it. I want you to sit and listen to what is going on there. Read from verse 1.
2 Kings, chapter 15, verse 1.
Okay.
In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, became king.
Yes.
Verse 2.
Yes.
He was 16 years old when he became king.
Yes.
And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And his mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Verse 3.
Continue reading.
He did right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Only the high places were not taken away. The people still.
Now, I want you to, as you're listening to this reading, the Word of God gives us side by side the story or stories of the two tribes of Israel. I mean, the two nations of Israel. There were 12 tribes, but they were divided into two kingdoms. Amen? The northern and the south kingdom. Are you here? So as you're listening, I want you to listen carefully because you can see a clear distinction between the two as you are listening to this. Because the Bible gives us these two side by side. Sometimes you'll be confused when say the king of Judah. When you talk about the king of Judah, it's talking about the southern kingdom. When you talk about the king of Israel, it's talking about the northern kingdom. Are you here, Bazalan? Yes. So it won't be saying south. When it says Israel, it usually refers to the northern kingdom. Are you with me? Yes. So as you're listening, don't get lost because it mentioned so many kings and all that. Okay, continue.
Verse 4. Only the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense on the high places.
Yes.
Verse 5. The Lord struck the king so that he was a leper to the day of his death. And he lived in a separate house while Jotham, the king's son, was over the household, judging the people of the land. Verse 6. Now the rest of the acts of Azariah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Verse 7. And Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Jotham, his son, became king in his place. Verse 8. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, became king over Israel in Samaria for 6 months. Verse 9. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done.
Now, I want you see there, the Bible talks about, when it talks about the tribes of Judah, it talks about the good that David did. Are you here? When it talks about, according to the things and the good of the fathers, it talks about David. Amen? But it contrasts him or them with the kings of Israel. So when he talks about the kings of Israel, he talks about the wickedness of their fathers. Okay, you're not following me? So when the Bible talks about here, when it talks about they followed the wickedness, just read this, the verse you just read just now. Just read it.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
He did evil in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
As his fathers had done.
Uh-huh. You see, it says he did evil as his fathers had done. So it talks about the evil of their fathers. So every time he talks about the good that was done by the north, by Judah, he's referring to David. So the ancestors in this case would be David. But there's always a reference to the good that David did. And you can see that all these kings are following on the good that David did. Okay, I hope you're hearing me. But when you look at the northern kingdom, you are hearing something different. Okay, continue. Continue reading.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
He did evil in the sight of the Lord,
yes,
as his fathers had done.
Uh-huh.
He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat,
uh-huh,
which he made Israel sin.
So it all refers to Jeroboam. Now, listen here. The kingdom of Israel was under one king, united under King David and Solomon. But you know, because of what Solomon did, God then split the two kingdoms, amen, into the north and the south. But the start or the beginning of the northern kingdom is King Jeroboam. Whereas the southern kingdom of Judea continued under Rehoboam. Do you remember the story? Are you still in the house of God? It's like I'm talking something you don't know. Are you following me? I want to teach you something today. Hallelujah. So the southern kingdom, which is Judah, followed in the footsteps of David. You know, there are a lot of things in that affects us in life today that happen to be linked to somebody who has been there before you. Okay, can I talk to somebody here? Clearly, when you look at that kingdom, you can see they are all walking in the footsteps of Rehoboam, who had sinned before God. But the south kingdom, the south kingdom always refers to the goodness of David. Look at your neighbor. Will those following you refer to your goodness? What are you doing in the world that is passing on a generational blessing, not a curse? You know, sometimes when you live our lives, we live them anyhow. But there's nothing in this world that just goes unnoticed and unrecorded. Especially things that have something to do with covenants. You see, the fact that you have chosen God today, provided you have dealt with the things of the past, your children will inherit a beautiful future. Oh, your amen is still lacking something. Are you hearing me? There are people who curse God. They don't want anything to do with church. They are starting something. I'm going to show you from a study that was done concerning two people in America. And they looked at their legacies. And it speaks exactly of this thing. They followed their legacies over 150 years. They, for over many generations, there's a pattern. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? Look at your neighbor, say, you are starting a pattern. I hope it's a good pattern. Going around slaughtering chickens in the rivers. Oh, your amen now is dying. Slaughtering chicken and feeding blood to the trees. I see Amen is dead long time ago this side. Amen. Amen? Are you starting a pattern that is going to make those who follow you suffer? You know, we are very general. An average person is very selfish today. I mean, there are those that are not. There are those that are very much so. I'm talking about an average person. It's very selfish. They look up to themselves. Amen. So you listen. I want you to listen to these kings and see what happens in the lineage or in the kings of the lives of the kings of this Northern Kingdom, and compare it to what's happening in the South. Listen to this.
Verse 10. Then Shallum, the son of Jabez, conspired against him and struck him before the people and killed him and reigned in his place.
Now listen. This is the pattern you are going to see in the Northern Kingdom. They are going to kill each other. For somebody to rise to power, you'll have to kill another one. Whereas in the South, it was bloodline. Okay. Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
There you have to kill somebody to sit on that. And most of them were killed by their commander-in-chief. They were taken out by the trusted. But that was the life of the North. I don't know what is the pattern you're creating in your life. The things that we do will follow us. Even when we are gone down 6 feet, they'll continue to speak of our lives. Now, because of time, perhaps I'm not going to go. I want you to go and read these two stories at home. You'll see the horrible things that were happening in the North, side by side with the ones that are happening in the South. Because I just want to go and just share with you what I talked about here concerning these people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to hear this?
Amen.
I cannot hear you.
Amen.
There's a man in the United States called Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards was a preacher, a man of God in the 1700s. He was one of the most respected preachers in his day. He attended some important universities. Hallelujah. And he became a pastor. But him and his wife passed on a great godly legacy to their 11 children. They had 11 children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in his life, it was worth noting because his children were something. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say your children are going to be something. Amen. Are you prophesying to your neighbor? Amongst his children, there was a U.S. vice president, a dean of a law school, a dean of a medical school, a U.S. senator. No, three U.S. senators, three governors from one man. Say that to me. Touch your loins. Say, out of my loins shall come greatness. Are you prophesying to yourself? Three governors, three mayors. Hi, bana ba ANC bana. 13 college presidents. 30 judges. Say that's me. 60 doctors. 60 from this man. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm carrying stuff here. Huh? Are you here? 65 professors. That's you, eh? You are carrying professors. 75 military officers. Sure. 80 public office holders. 100 lawyers. 100 clergymen. That's pastors, eh? 285 college graduates. Now, he was compared to another man who lived in the same time. Listen to this one. Max Jukes. His name is Max Jukes. his legacy. He was discovered because they realized that there were 40 prisoners who were related to him. So they wanted to study him. Now listen to this. He lived also around the same time. This is how his record looks. Seneba, do you want to hear this? Now, this is a man who did not know God, who did not respect God, who did not honor God. This is a man who lived his life like there is no God. Look at his life. 7 murderers. 60 thieves. Yeah, okana wari yo. 190 prostitutes. Other convicts. 310 paupers. Say, not in my house.
Not in my house.
440 who were physically wrecked by addiction to alcohol. Not in my house. Of the 1,200 descendants that were studied, 300 died prematurely. Shot, stabbed. Now, all these things can be traced to these two men who lived different lives. In other words, whether you like it or not, there are certain things that happen that can be or are a result of those who have gone before you. I mean, you can say to me, but I'm praying, men of God. I'm fasting. I love God. I don't deny that. I don't argue with you. But you can see from this man, look at all his children. I'm sure some of them were not even believers, serious believers. Are you hearing me? The Bible says when the foundations are destroyed, even the righteous can do nothing. When foundations are faulty, even you, Urum Zalwani, you can do nothing. Unless you go to the foundations and fix them. You know, many a times we struggle with things in life. We just move on. We just move on. But we can see there's something fighting you and we pray for you. You don't manifest. Oh, can I talk? Maybe you manifest. Maybe they don't manifest this thing. We pray for you. Nothing speaks. There are certain foundations cannot manifest. Foundations cannot be cast out. They are dealt with. I pray that today we're going to deal with serious foundations in your life. Things that had put a ceiling on you that, you know, if foundations are not strong, doesn't no matter what you build, it will crumble. In the lives of these kings, you'll find that some of them will rule for 3 months or 6 months or 1 year. Somebody will kill them. And you'll see even in your own life, sometimes some people can only hold on to progress for only 3 months. Success of only 3 months. Back to square one. You have a job, 6 months. Back to square one. Foundations. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
I say those foundations will be sorted today. In Jesus' name. You are trying hard to build your life, but you are building it on something else. Amen. I mean, there are Christians who don't believe this, but it's fine. They do affect them. Whether you believe it or not, it's not my problem. But the issue is that it affects you. Go deny them as much as you want. I've shown you a worldly man who has affected everybody in his life. And a godly man who has started something good for their children. Our forefathers have not been Christians. They were not Christians. A branch only falls from a tree or comes from a tree. There's no branch that just, there's a tree. Look at your neighbor, there's a tree that you belong to. You may deny your parents as much as you want, but the fact that is the tree, you didn't fall from the sky. You were born into certain foundations. No wonder some of our lives, our lives always end up somewhere. We don't go beyond a certain point. Am I talking to somebody in the house? Now, when you look at the lives of these two men, you can see there's something here. Amen? Amen. Say, I pray I don't come from such a family. Some of you are struggling with alcohol. You wonder why osa khono itlwella your grandfather in a little tawa la tawa tawa. Hello? Amen. You are trying umzalwane mara wal tawa. Usindisiwe but hey utshala nje problem. Hello?
Amen.
It's because of certain foundations that are not right. Amen? But today we are going to pray and break it, some things that are not right. Are you ready for this?
Amen.
Are you ready for this?
Amen.
Those kings, they will rule for 2 years. Somebody will come and kill them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think the shortest was about 3 months or something like that. Somebody killed them. Amen?
Amen.
Some of us, when you look at our lives, it's full of things like this, that something is not right. Am I right?
Amen.
You can see something is outcome right, man. You do everything, isn't it? You have done, there's nothing. You fast 40 days and 40 nights. But when you come back, you still see the same thing. But unless you sit down and say, I pray that from today, our success will be permanent.
Amen.
Oh, are you still here?
Yes.
I pray that from today your success will be permanent.
Amen.
The job that you'll get tomorrow, you'll hold on to it.
Amen.
That is, you'll move from one level to another.
Amen.
Not from one job to another.
Amen.
No, when you change job next time, it will be because you decided to change. Amen. Not because you were kicked out. Amen.
Amen.
Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
Are you ready to deal with this foundation? I've got my own foundations and I know where they limit me, but I'll deal with them.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
Sometimes you look at yourself, but what is wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. Tell your neighbor, there's nothing wrong with you. The problem is the foundation. You are trying to build on something that is full of cracks. Amen.
Amen.
You have got good. Dreams for your children, but you can see it's not going to happen. Okay, can I talk to someone?
Hallelujah.
I say you have got good dreams for your family. You have tried everything in the world, but you can see it slipping away from you. Because there's no one who has that before you. Okay. But today is today.
Hallelujah.
I say today is today. Somebody's going to have a testimony.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of the Northern Kingdom kings, they tried, man. They tried to remove some of the idols there. Hi, but you can't fix things that cannot be fixed. Amen. But by God's grace, something is going to be changed here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeroboam was an idolater. He loved. This is the man who stopped the Northern Kingdom from going to the south. To go pray, he said, no, I'll make a church for you here.
Yes.
Even build a wall,
yes,
of Ramah.
Yes.
And he said, these people may not come back if they go to start to Judah.
Yes.
He kept them there and he said, I'm making a God for you. You worship here at Bethel. Amen. There is idolatry in our family tree that is hindering. You know, God hates idolatry more than anything. The sin of idolatry. Rehoboam, his sin, when every time the Bible says that the sin of, or when you talk about the sin of Jeroboam, it's talking about the sin of idolatry. Not of womanizing. I'm not saying womanizing is okay. But it does not make God as angry as idolatry. I know you don't like what I'm telling you. Yeah? He doesn't like it, yeah. He hates it. But hey, but idolatry just makes him stand on his feet and say, I don't want to see this thing. Amen?
Amen.
So that is how our foundations have angered God and opened things. You see, God respects covenants, but God respects covenants. These people enter covenants, blood covenant. Doesn't matter whether it was a chicken or a cow or a goat or a what. But goats, usually, they prefer goats. Why do they prefer goats, not sheep? Why do they want goats? Hello? I'm asking, why do they use goats? They want to make sure. You see, it's because it's not. Can I tell you what's going on in this ancestral thing? Can I tell you? Do you want to hear this? Now, I love my grandfather. I'm named after him. I look a lot like him also. Amen. But I know that there are things that he didn't know that I know now. And in his ignorance, he did certain things. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I wish and I pray that before he died, he met the Lord. That's all I can say. But here's the thing. Are you here?
Amen.
What is the source of all this? Now, being in deliverance ministry has exposed me to a lot of things. And I've come to understand a lot of things better, even when it comes to ancestral spirits. I was delivering somebody one day. This person was hectic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what I mean by hectic? This guy, we're delivering millions and millions of demons. Have you heard of anything like that? Millions. This is the guy, when he manifests, his skin will change to that of a snake. It will be green. Now, he was infested. One day I was praying for him. And I say, you demon, come out. And I said, why do you call me a demon? So what do you mean? I say, he says, I'm an angel. Okay. So some of us, we think that everything that is in people is demons. They are fallen angels. Fallen angels are not demons. In fact, if you call them demons, they don't like it. You are demoting them. Demons are the foot runners. What do you call them? Foot soldiers. They are the full soldiers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, are you here?
Amen.
They serve them.
Yes.
So this thing says, I am an idol. You see, most idols are fallen angels. Okay, do you want to hear this?
Yes.
So most idols that are, and so these things that are being served as ancestors, they are idols and they are fallen angels. It's not something they are figuring out. There's serious spirits there. Are you here? So they sit there and they want to be served. Now, that is why one of the things that the problems that we have, apart from this foundation, is it becomes a double whatever. You know, you suffer twice when you are Christians. You suffer because of these foundations.
Yes.
Number two, you suffer because they don't want you to be a Christian. Oh, Jesus. So you suffer twice. Congratulations. Anybody, congratulations. I'm sorry they didn't tell you that when you got born again. That you're going to suffer because you said to this angel, go to hell. I'm not going to save you. So the first thing that you're going to face, that's why some people, especially people who are gifted, they will fail at everything. And then they'll go to Sangoma and say they want you to serve them. And then when they start doing that, the attacks stop. Hello. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? A lot of people have left Christianity. A lot of them. They've become sangomas because of ignorance. They will attack you until you bow to them. And when you bow to them, you will serve like a slave. It does not matter that when you, it doesn't mean that, look, what is the difference between not being able to work or working for somebody like a slave? Because they're attacking you not to get a job. You don't get, nobody hires you, okay? Are you together? Then you start saving them. You get a job, but that man you won't see. Hasin nitina. The devil is a terrible master. He hates you, but he wants you to serve him. But you know that if you agree, he's going to love you. Are you hearing me? It's not going to change. He's going to say, oh, now I love, now you chose me over Jesus. I'm going to love you. No, you're going to be a slave. He hated you, and he will still hate you even when you serve him. Terrible master. Say terrible master. Are you here? So these fallen angelic figures or bodies, they serve. They can only be idols because they don't really like this thing of running around. You see, when they're sitting on the family, they are all good. Everybody under the family will serve them. They want to be served. Demons don't want to be served. Demons are just sent to harass people. Hello? They don't want you to serve them. It's ancestral spirits which happen to be idols that sit on families. So your life, because of these things that they have done and entered covenants with these spirits, they're affecting you. Number two, the same spirits are fighting you that you said you're a Christian. So you fight twice. But I say to you, congratulations, for your reward is greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Perhaps nobody can do anything about the fact that they are harassing you, but God will make you strong. I say you shall be an overcomer. Don't give in to these things. Hallelujah. The things that if you were to speak to people who have loved God and they started doing these things, they are miserable. Some of them, I don't want to say this, Watsibamar. Kiraru, a person early educated, very educated, about Satan, about Kenyan din to the top. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me, Bazalwane?
Amen.
I say something will give today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is how they sit on family. Somebody entered a covenant with them, and you are not even there, but you were in their loins. You were in their loins. They carried you. Today, you are in church. You are carrying your children in your loins. They shall be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When Abraham tithed, he was also tithing for all of us who were in his loins. Are you hearing me? So whatever you do in life, know that those that are in your loins, you are engaging them.
Amen.
You are committing them to something they don't know.
Amen.
You know, when life is tough and you cut shortcuts, that is selfish. Because it means that you are saying those who follow you must pay the price. Can I say that again? When life is tough and you cut corners, you know what you're doing? You're saying you don't want to pay the price. Let the ones coming after you pay the price. Can I talk to somebody in the house? A mature Christian, before he takes a decision, he asks himself, is this only for me or is for the generations? You know, life sometimes can push us to corners where it pushes us to compromise. But the question is this: what is the price? Is this price going to be paid beyond your existence? Look at the descendants of these two men. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, rather pay the price now. And pay it in full. To live a godly life, it's not easy. I've been saying this for the past how many weeks? I was awakening you up to the reality that Christianity is not easy.
Yes,
it's not what they are selling you.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
There are many ways of getting things that you want, but there is one real way that will ensure long-lasting success. But there are other ways that will make you regret. Amen?
Amen.
Are you in the house of God?
Yes, sir.
So, what we are going to do today, if you can, think about things that God has been talking to you about your foundation. Some of you may be knowing that there's this thing that your family has been struggling with. Everybody in your family. You can just look at your family now. Relax right now. Just look back and be honest. What I want a pattern. Not only that, but you'll see it now in your own in your own life. And you don't like it. Do you like it? I'm talking about things that you don't like, that you want changed. Today, those prayers we're going to do are going to deal with that. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, I didn't come all the way here for nothing. I'm here to deal with serious things. Say, I'm here to deal with serious things. Hallelujah. Are you ready to deal with the foundations? So we're going to pray this prayer. Are you ready? Say this word. Say, I will never fight this battle again.
I will never fight this battle again.
Say, I want to see the end of it today.
I want to see the end of it today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
First of all, I want you to thank God that He has brought it up.
Amen.
I mean, you came to church, you did not know what was going to happen today. Did you know? But God decided that He's going to, I normally don't know what I'm going to talk about and so on. And usually when I go on the mountain for the seventh week, I get these messages. So if I get this a message from the mountain, you must know that there is the fight is ready.
Amen.
Amen. You must know that already there are angels that are going to deal with this, and they're going to go and take out what must be taken in your foundation.
Yeah.
You can't deal with your foundations. How can you deal with them, Wena, sir? Except sending the host of heaven.
Amen.
That can go back in time.
Amen.
You know, some of us don't understand that God has got not yesterday, today. He's got the time as we know it is for us.
Yes.
You know that God can go yesterday. Okay, can I ask somebody?
Yes.
Can you go yesterday? Who has been yesterday? Who has been yesterday here? Can you go yesterday from now? Can you go yesterday? Do you know God can go yesterday?
Yes.
He's going to go 100 years back and deal with something.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's big shibile wena ntsikira hallelujah go batla.
Do it, Lord.
May the host of heaven today go 100 years back. Hallelujah. If this man 150 years later is still affecting generations, it means there is something that is 500 years old in your family that is affecting you. Are you here? But I thank God that today there's grace. I said there is grace. I said there is grace. Hallelujah. Who says to me, Ruth, I've tried everything. Let me see that hand. If you have said, tried everything with something, let me see your hand. Ah, that thing is ready now to be dealt with in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I must also raise my hand. I'm not an angel. I'm human like you. I'm just sent to speak about things to you. So Linda, I'm lifting up my hand. I have some battles. So for me, the angel that's going to deal with mine is bigger than yours. Because mine is huge. It goes thousands and thousands of years. Okay. Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Amen.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Forget that I'm here.
I'm
just going to go.
And disappear.
For a moment. Hallelujah. Can we stand on our feet and begin to pray? Hallelujah. Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, we're going to pray a prayer of confession. Amen.
Amen.
Now, why? We need to confess your own sins. You know, we pray that God will forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Is it true?
Yes.
Those who trespass against you?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
So now, those who have done these things have trespassed against you, isn't it?
Yes.
So you need to forgive them. But first of all, you have to understand that you yourself have started patterns right now.
That's right.
Okay, okay, okay.
That's right.
I'm saying you, unless you were born yesterday. How about Muholuskana? There's something that you have started that you also want God to cancel, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's not only for your own deliverance now, but it's also for those that are supposed to suffer what you have started.
Right.
So this is going to be a double-edged sword.
Right.
Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
So you are saying, I know many of us, we are praying for our children for a good life. Who doesn't do that? We all do that. Amen?
Amen.
But we do things that will cancel all our prayers. Do we have saints in the house? No. Do we have saints? No. Oh. We were all striving to be a saint. I know we call us each other saints, but I'm just talking about in the sense of us not needing anything. Amen. We don't need any forgiveness. We don't need anything. Are you here? Are you in the house?
Amen.
So I want you to pray a prayer of confession, first of all, for your own sins. You have done things. Look at your neighbor, say you have done things. Say we're not fell out it's iba. Santa how leader worship. Harabeke. We are Hamas Mama. Is it true? I mean, is it true? Sunday, Pamisamato. Harabeke. Mas Mama. Koko. Kokos Bamban. The way he's laughing. So he knows what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sunday, no, we are Christians, isn't it?
Yes.
But during the week, we are something else. And then Barthavisa didn't talk. And we think that is just nothing. That blood speaks so. It continued to speak long after. Amen. Hurry, hurry. Let's repent. Hallelujah. I know when we pray in tongues like we've never done anything wrong. Are you here?
Amen.
So I want us to pray. Are you ready to pray?
Amen.
For God to do what? To forgive you. First of all, please, that one must be sorted. And then we can go to others and begin to forgive them. Amen?
Amen.
Those that have done this thing to us. Let us confess our sins. Those that, if you know them, just speak to God. You know what I'm talking about. Especially if you have idolized anything else. Particularly if you have sacrificed something. You know, we can pray as much as we want. Sometimes this thing speaks louder. They speak louder. Let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to forgive those that have gone before you. Out of ignorance, they've done things that are affecting you today. It might be your mother, it might be your father. It might be your grandfather, it might be your grandmother, great-grandfather. Some of them, they did these things out of ignorance because everybody was doing them. Let us pray that God will give you the grace to let go. Your sufferings. Some of you, you were rejected in life because the rejection has been something of your family. It has been going on and on and on because of something that was done long time ago. So today we're praying. Forgive those that have done things to you. They didn't mean it. They thought that was better. Amen. If you don't pass this one, it's going to be difficult for you. Yeah. Some of you have never enjoyed a good life. You never get to get a good life. And it's not that you've done anything wrong. It's just that this thing has just been there. It's just been there. There is suffering that must come because you are a Christian. But there must not be a suffering that comes because of things that were done by those that have gone before you. So today, there is grace. Today there is grace. Now, let's pray for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit as He fills and empowers you with spiritual armor to wrestle the evil foundations and roots in your family, to bring liberation and freedom. For that fellowship of the Holy Spirit right now. Ask Him to fill you and clothe you with the armor that you need to deal with everything in your family, to give you the armor that you need right now. There is no evil foundation that will not be repaired today. There are no cracks in your foundation that won't be prepared, and there's no evil foundation that will remain standing. Holy Spirit, fill me right now, I pray. Fill me right now with your spirit. Clothe me with your presence. Give me every armor I need to demolish these things. Give me the armor that I need, Holy Spirit. Show me the things that I need to destroy. Reveal to me these things, Lord. Reveal to me right now. Things hidden, bring them to light right now. Things hidden in my family. Things hidden in my background, in my foundations. bring them out in the light right now so I may deal with them. Lord, I pray, reveal these things to me. Reveal them right now, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, reveal everything right now. Nothing to be hidden, no stone unturned. Lord, I pray. Lord, I pray. Lord, I pray. Pray, 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 pray right now. Something must break. Something must break. Something must give. Something must give. Something must give. Something must give. Something must break. 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 Something must break today. Something must break. Something must heal. Something must heal. Something must heal. Something must break. Something must break. Something must break. Something must break. Let it break. Let it break. Let it break. Let it break. Holy Spirit, reveal it all. Reveal it all. Give me every weapon that I need to this morning. Give me every weapon that I need. Give me every weapon that I need. Give me every weapon, every spiritual weapon that I need. Give it to me right now. Give me every weapon that I need. Continue. Give me every weapon that I need. Are you ready to fight right now? Are you ready to fight with the weapons that you have? Believe you me, you have received weapons of mass destruction. You have received weapons of mass destruction. Are you ready to demolish? Are you ready to demolish? Say, you demon of my father's house, that attached itself to my life, leave me alone. In Jesus' name. Say, leave me alone. Say, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Command that demon to leave you alone. 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 Command that demon from your father's house to leave you alone. Command it right now. Command it right now. Command it right now to leave you alone. Command it, command it, command it, command it, command it. Command that demon to leave your heart. Command that demon to leave your heart. To leave you alone. Command it right now. You demon from my father's house, leave me. Leave me. By the fire of the Holy Ghost.
say, even foundation laid by my ancestors. Say, you even foundations laid by my ancestors. That is affecting my rising. Say, even foundation laid by my ancestors. That is affecting my rising. Break by fire. Break by fire. Break by Holy Ghost fire. Break by Holy Ghost fire. Break it, break it, break it, break it. Break it. Break it right now. Break it, break it, break it, break it. Break it. Break it, break it, break it. Break it right now, break it. Break it. Break it, break it, break it. Break it right now, break it. Release yourself. Release yourself. Break it right now, break it. Break it right now. Break it. 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 Power, you power that tied my life to my father's house, release me now. You power that tied my life to my father's house so I may not progress. Release me. Release me now by fire. Say, I take the sword of the Spirit. I cut every band they've used, every tie they've used, every rope they've used to tie me to this evil foundation. I cut it right now by the sword of the Spirit. Say, I cut it right now. Say, I cut it. Say, I cut it. Say, I disconnect myself. I disconnect my life. I disconnect my life. I disconnect my life to this evil foundation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself. Disconnect your life. Disconnect your life. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, set me free from every evil foundation, every evil covenant attached to my foundation that is affecting every area of my life. Break by the blood of Jesus. Say, break by the blood of Jesus. Say, break right now. Say, break right now. Say, break. Break it, 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 break it right now, break it right now, break it right now, break it right now, break that power, break that power, break that power, break that power. From that covenant. Say, I break from that covenant. Say, I break away. Say, I break away from this covenant that was made when I was in my great father's loins. Say, I break away from this covenant attached to my foundation. Say, I break away. Say, by the blood of Jesus, I break away. Say, I break away from these evil foundations in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, wash my head with your blood in the name of Jesus. Say, wash my head. Wash every mark that they've made on my body. Say, wash every mark that was made in my body with the blood of Jesus. Say, Lord, wash my head, wash my ears, wash my groin, wash my neck, wash my back with the blood of Jesus. Say, with the blood of Jesus. Say, with the blood of Jesus. Say, every destiny arrest from these foundations, from this covenants, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Say, lose your hold. Say, lose your hold on my destiny. Say, lose your hold. Lose your hold on my destiny. On my destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, every promise made by my parents or my grandparent on my behalf to any dark power, to any dark power, be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every grace of poverty. Say, every grace of poverty brought about by evil foundations. Break right now. Say, break right now. Say, every lack brought about by evil foundations. I said, break right now. I said, break. I said, break. In the name of Jesus Christ. Break right now. 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 Break, 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 break. Break it, break it, break it. Foundational bondage, every foundational bondage in my life, you must break right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness planted in my foundations, scatter right now. Say, scatter, scatter. Every darkness planted in my foundations, scatter by the light of God. Say, scatter by the light of God. Say, scatter. Say, scatter, 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 scatter. Scatter it. Continue to scatter it. Scatter that darkness in your foundation. Scatter it by the light of God. Scatter it by the light of God. Scatter it right now. Scatter. Scatter it right now. Scatter it right now. Say, every serpent. Say, every serpent. Every snake in my foundation, die right now. Say, every serpent in my foundation, die. Die. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Say, die. Tell you something. Sometimes when the enemy wants to attack your life, demons, whatever, they also check if they can find friends in your foundation. if they can find colleagues, if they can find some help from your foundations. If they found it, they'll be happy, because now your struggles will even be more. Sometimes we just focus on those that are attacking us, but you don't realize that they have got friends in the foundation. That's why they are so strong sometimes. Wickedness can identify another wickedness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we still praying? Are we still praying? Are you still fired up? Are you tired of something in your life? Are you tired of something in your life? Hallelujah. 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 Say, every foundation. No, say, every scorpion. In me. Eating the flesh of my destiny. Die right now. Say, every scorpion in my life, eating the flesh of my destiny. That scorpion must die right now. Say right now. Say right now. So say, you scorpion, linked to my foundation. Say, you tortoise, linked to my foundation, limiting my destiny. Today, your friends are going. Your connections are going. Your buddies are going. They are going. They are going. It will not be inside job anymore. You are living right now by the fire of God. By the fire of God. Live my life. 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 By the fire of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Destroy it, destroy it, destroy that scorpion. Destroy that tortoise. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every foundation of confusion in my life emanating from faulty foundations. Break right now. Say, break right now. Say, break right now. Say, every foundational familiar spirit, I bind you. So I bind you and cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. Say, I bind you and I cast you out. You foundations causing confusion in my life, I cast you out. I cast you out. I cast you out. I cast you out. You familiar spirits working with the foundations, I cast you out. Now listen. Many of the people that they want to go and do to be sangomas operate with the familiar spirit. This is the spirit that is bothering people. Today, you are going to serve God. You are not going to serve the devil. You are not going there. How no twasa we na? How nobody twasa na we na? Mwana wa how? Some of you are bothered by your children. They are saying these things to you. Let's cast the spirit out of our houses. Cast that spirit out of your house right now. This spirit is linked to the foundation. It's linked to the faulty foundation. Cast that spirit out. Cast it out right now. Out of your house. Out of your house. Out of your house. Say out. Jesus' mighty name. Cast it out, cast it out, cast it out.
say in my house. Anobalisangoma. Say in my house. There won't be any witch doctor. In the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Every foundational marine power. Lose your hold. Those of you who have been dreaming, swimming, and with snakes, it shall be no more.
Amen.
It shall be no more.
Amen.
I say, it shall be no more.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, every foundational marine power, lose your hold over me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, I silence the evil cry of any idol fastened against me right now. Right now, say, you idols, I'm not gonna save you. You're wasting your time. I'm not gonna save at that altar. Forget it. Say, forget it. I'm not coming there. I'm not gonna save you. I serve God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I silence your evil cry. Say, I silence your evil calling upon my life. I'm not coming there. In Jesus' name. Say, in Jesus' mighty name. Say, every strong man of the idol of my father's house, die right now. Die right now. Say, you strong man. Say, you strong man in my father's house. Say, you strong man. You evil strong man. Die. Say, die. Say, die. Say, die. Say, die. By the fire of God. By the fire of God. By the fire of God. Say, Holy Ghost fire. Bend down all spiritual shrines. Say, Holy Ghost fire, bend down all spiritual shrines, covens, idol worshippers of my father's house, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, every blood speaking against my generational line. Every blood, say every blood speaking against my generational line, speaking evil, speaking limitation, speaking frustration, be silenced by the blood of Jesus. Say, be silenced. Say, be silenced by the blood of Jesus. I break all ancestral covenants with my idol power in the name of Jesus. Say, I break. Say, I take the hammer of the Lord. Say, I take the hammer of the Lord. Say, I take the hammer of the Lord. I break right now. I break right now. I break right now. Say, I break right now. All ancestral covenants. Covenants with my idol power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, every bitter water flowing in my family from any idol, every terrible experience, every bitterness flowing in my family from these idols, dry up. Say, dry up. Say, you river of bitterness, I command you right now. Say, you river of bitterness. Say, you river of bitterness, I command you to dry up right now. Say, I command you to dry up. Say, you river of bitterness and sorrow, I command you to dry up. I call joy and happiness into my life. Right now, right now, right now, right now.
in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Rivers of bitterness are drying up. I say rivers of bitterness are drying up. I say rivers of sorrow are drying up in your life. Are drying up in your life. Say my pillows will now be dry. Say my wet pillows are going to be dry right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Say I break evil pattern of bad luck that locked me up. In the name of Jesus. Say I break that evil pattern of darkness of bad luck that locked me up. In the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say every curse that came to me through the sins of my ancestors, break by the blood of Jesus. 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 Break by the blood of Jesus Christ. I release myself from the yoke. Say, I release myself from the yoke of my family tree. Say, I release myself from the yoke of my family tree in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say, every generational problem sponsored by my family idol. Say, every generational problem sponsored by my family idol. Go up in flames. Say, go up in flames. Say, go up in flames. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, strangers that can predict my life and destiny, you are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. No one can predict my destiny. Say, no one can predict my destiny. Die! 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Powers promoting captivity in my family line, die right now. Die right now. Pursuing powers of my father's house, I bury you now. Pursuing powers of my father's household, I bury you right now. Say, I bury you right now. Say, I dig a grave. Say, I dig a grave and I bury you. You shall pursue me no more. You shall pursue my destiny no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, problems assigned to my life by wicked elders, die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My star in the house of my family, come out. Arrested stars. Arrested stars. Be released. Be released. Be released. Come out. Come out. Come out. Call your star out of that bondage. Call your star out of that prison of the family household. They said you will not get your star until you serve them. They said you will not get your star until you serve them. Command your star out. Call your star out right now. Call your star out right now. Call it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Call your star out. Call your star out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Call your star out. Call your star out. Call your star out. Say, I recover. Say, I recover all my benefits hidden in a strange land. Say, I recover. I cannot hear. Say, I recover all my benefits hidden
in a strange land. In the name of Jesus, say, angels of God, go find my benefits. Say, angels of God, go find my benefits that are hidden in strange places. Right now, right now, say, angels of God, I know you are here to locate my stuff. Say, right now, go locate them hidden by evil idols, in hidden in strange places, under the rocks, under the sea, in the planets. Go get them right now. I know there's no place you cannot go. Say, I know there's no place you cannot reach. Say, go right now. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Command your angels. Command your angels. Command your angels to go and find your benefits. Of my life, say, every challenge of my life that is too rigid to overcome, be broken right now. Say, be broken right now. Say, be broken. Say, be broken. Say, be broken. Say, every power, say, every problem of my life that is too rigid, too hard to overcome, you are going to be broken right now. Say, there is power to break you. Say, right now in this place, there is power to break you. Say, there is power to break you. Say, you will not survive this one. Say, there is great power to break you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is no problem that is going to be too rigid today for this power that is here, for this grace that is here. Say, there is no power that is going to survive the grace that is right here, right now. Say, there is no challenge that is going to survive. You are going to be broken. Say, I'm going to be set free right now from every evil foundation, from every evil connection with my Father's house. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Say, wicked hands covering my eyes from seeing God's programs, from seeing God's dreams for my life, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Say, fall down and die. Say, I fall down and die. Say, I uproot every evil, every planted evil. That is planted in my life. Say, I uproot it right now. Say, I uproot it right now. Say, anything in my life that is not planted by my Father, let it be uprooted right now. Say, I break free. I want to hear you say, I break free from evil foundations. Say, I break free. Say, I break free. Say, I break free today. Say, today is my day of freedom. Say, today is my day of freedom from my Father's house wickedness. Say, today is my day of my freedom. Say, today is the day of my deliverance. Say, today is the day. Say, today is the day. Say, today is the day. Say, today is the day of my release. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Oh, yeah, the Kasakata.
bless him with your hands. Bless him. Bless him. It is over. 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 What no man can do, God has done it for you. I say, what no man can do, God has done it for you. Oh. I can hear the voice that has been calling you. It is going faint and faint and faint and faint. It is dying, that voice that used to call you. It is going faint and faint and faint. It is dying, it's losing its power. It's losing its power. It's losing its power. I hear that I must tell you that the contest is over. The battle is over. The fight over who you belong to is settled today. Oh, somebody is not hearing this. The battle about who you must serve is settled today. I say it is settled today. It is settled today. Oh, Jesus. You'll wake up tomorrow or the day after to see and appreciate what has happened today. Oh yes. Oh yes. In the next coming days you will see what has happened here. You'll see. You'll see. I say you will see. Hallelujah. This angelic presence is not for nothing. Yes. They are going to go with you and continue the job. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. They'll continue the job. Hallelujah. Yes. Say glory to Jesus. Yes. Say glory to Jesus. Yes. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Yes. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.